If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is our joy again today to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're still rejoicing in the blessings of God from last Lord's Day, when 751 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God in our Sunday school. God added to our church, and a spirit of revival prevailed throughout the day. Indeed, these are wonderful days at Worth Baptist Church. God is blessing, and souls are being saved, and the church is growing, and our missionary endeavor is reaching around the world, and we're rejoicing because God is still on His throne, and He's doing wonderful and mighty things for His people. Especially today are we happy to greet you on Easter Sunday, 1976. This is the day of all days that we reckon with the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. The testimony of the Lord Jesus concerning His resurrection is an infallible testimony. We know that Jesus Christ is alive because He lives within our hearts. What are your plans for this Easter Sunday? Do you include the risen Christ in your program for life today? I trust today will be a resurrection day in your own life, and I trust that you'll put Christ first, that you would honor God and glorify the risen Savior by coming together with us at 10 o'clock in our Sunday school hour to study the resurrection. What does the resurrection mean? What is our hope, anyhow, as Christians in the world today? You'll learn some of these things as you study the resurrection in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs, and we would be happy to welcome you in the services of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our Sunday school motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. There's a class for every age level, for every member of your family, to come and study the Word of God together today. As we plan for the Easter services today, we are praying that many visitors will come and share with us not only our Sunday school hour, but our morning worship service and our evening worship services, both of which will relate to the resurrected Christ. If Jesus Christ is alive in your heart today, surely you'll want to worship Him and acknowledge Him this day. If you're lost without Christ, or if you have not the assurance of your salvation, I encourage you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to have you and your family on this Easter Sunday, the day of all days in the Christian calendar, to be our guests at Worth Baptist Church. We have this special announcement concerning next Sunday, April the 25th. We have the privilege of having as our guest speaker next Sunday Dr. James Crumpton from Natchez, Mississippi. Dr. Crumpton is one of the outstanding Bible expositors and Bible preachers of our day. You'll want to hear him next Sunday, April the 25th, in both of the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. Next Sunday is also the time when the nation goes on daylight savings time. However, we here at Worth Baptist Church will not be changing our clocks and our watches until Sunday noon. That means we are asking you, do not touch your clock next Saturday night. Leave it as it is. Our schedule of services, Sunday school at 10, morning worship at 11, will be on Central Standard Time. And then at 12 o'clock, we'll have a time-changing ceremony, and we'll all change our watches together, and we'll all move to the Central Daylight Savings at 12 noon. Don't forget, do not touch your clock. Don't change your time. Come to Sunday school next Sunday on Central Standard Time and join with us in the time-changing ceremony immediately following our morning worship hour at 12 o'clock. So we'll have a wonderful time next Sunday. And I trust that to getting back to today's services, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, our evening worship hour at 7, on this Easter Sunday. What a day! The day of all days, as we've said, of the Christian calendar and of the Christian faith. We commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we invite you to share it with us in all the services today. Again, remember our location, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. You can reach Worth Baptist Church by way of the Pauley Freeway, by the North-South Freeway, and we're just minutes away from most any part of town. We're looking forward, as we've announced so many times before, to the beginning of the construction of our new building in the near future, located on the 14-acre tract at Campus Drive and Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. May we have the pleasure of seeing you visit with us at our present location today. And I know the Lord will bless you as you come and share with us Easter Sunday, 1976. Remember, we've designated this year, 1976, as the year of harvest, and God is saving souls and adding to our church week after week. We are praying that America, in the bicentennial year, will experience an old-fashioned revival. I'm of this persuasion: unless revival comes to America in 1976, our bicentennial year, we may never experience revival in our country. We are asking people all over the city, and in reality through the World Baptist Fellowship churches all over the nation, to join in prayer that 1976 will be America's year of revival. And we're asking God that that revival might begin right here in the city of Fort Worth, one of the greatest cities in the nation today. And I trust that you'll join with us in prayer for revival of survival in 1976 in our great land. In the meanwhile, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you by mail this week. If you would desire cassette tape of today's message, simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postage paid. That mailing address again, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, If It Be of God. I shall read from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Resurrection Sunday. We thank Thee that all over the Christian world today, men will commemorate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray in the listening audience, wherever the listeners are, that they might this moment acknowledge Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. And we pray that many would come today and share with us as we commemorate the greatest of all events, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from among the dead. We pray for our aging friends and our senior citizens, those in the rest homes and hospitals or in their private homes. We pray for every listener today, whatever their need, whatever their state or status, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bless their hearts. Bless America today, Heavenly Father. As we near the July 4th Independence Day, in the days of preparation of our bicentennial activities, it is our prayer that America might experience a genuine revival, and if we pray not amiss, we pray that this revival would begin in the city of Fort Worth, even in our own hearts, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Acts, chapter 5, at verse 38, we read, And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. if it be of God. My friend, today I believe that Christianity, which embraces 750 million people worldwide, is of God. I believe that God is moving in the hearts of men today. I believe God wants to do something remarkable for America. I believe God wants to do something wonderful for the city of Fort Worth. And my friend, I believe God wants to do something exciting in your life. But you must come to grips with several things. You must come face to face with the fact that God is alive, that God is real, that God has all power, that God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. You must come to face the fact that you, without God, are nothing. You must realize that your life, your breath, your energy, your strength, your time, your money, your talent, everything that you are and everything you ever hope to be is a gift from God. Now, as we read in the text a moment ago, if it be of God, it cannot be overthrown. There are several areas of thinking under this topic, if it be of God, that I want you to observe with me in these next few moments. First of all, I ask you, who can deny that the church is of God? I believe the church is of God. The church's ministry and message and mission is to evangelize the world. And the church is a vital part today of what Jesus Christ began in the long ago when he said, upon this rock, speaking of himself, I will build my church. Notice Jesus didn't say, you will build your church or you will build my church, but I will build my church. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for the church. When Jesus Christ sent the Comforter, he sent the Comforter to the church. When Jesus Christ wrote letters in the book of the Revelation, he wrote those letters to churches. And when Jesus Christ comes again, he is coming for the church. I repeat, the church is of God. It is God's agency. It is God's institution. It is God's organization. It is God's organism in the world today to evangelize and to bring men to Christ. The objective of the church today is this: to build a strong New Testament church of Spirit-filled believers whose outreach is to evangelize the world. And we're doing that here at Worth Baptist Church through our city evangelism and through our worldwide missions. So the church is of God. No man can deny it. The church has stood the storms throughout all of these centuries and is coming forth triumphant because Jesus Christ is the resurrected and glorious head. Yes, the church is of God. In the second place, who can deny that the Bible is of God? I understand that 800 volumes of books are added to Harvard Library every day, but none of those books can compare to the Bible. What other book can tell you who you are and where you came from and how you got here and where you're going and how you're going to get there? The telephone company says, anybody who is anybody is in the yellow pages. Well, my friend, the Bible is the yellow pages of a divine human economy. The Bible tells us who. It tells us what. It tells us where. It tells us when. It tells us how, and it tells us why. The Bible will discipline your life. The Bible will develop your character. The Bible will dispel your fears. The Bible will deepen your understanding. The Bible will define your destiny. Some books inform, some books reform, but only the Bible can transform. The Bible has sailed more seas, crossed more deserts, climbed more mountains, knocked on more doors, transformed more lives, blessed more people, stabilized more souls, tranquilized more minds, and healed more hearts than any other book in all the earth. More copies of the Bible have been printed and fewer destroyed than any other book. The Bible remains the number one sell off the press. No wonder the poet said, Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Within this ample volume lies the mystery of mysteries. Happiest they of human race, to whom their God hath given grace to read, to fear, to hope, to pray, to lift the latch, to force the way. But better had they ne'er been born, that read to doubt or read to scorn. John Greenleaf Whittier was right when he said, "We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul. And, weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read." The Bible has been described as the traveler's guide, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, the Christian's charter, the framework of our faith, and the constitution of our church. I believe the Bible is of God. The Bible is a mirror to reveal your character. It is milk to nourish your soul. It is meat to feed your heart. It is honey to delight your taste. It is a fire to burn out the sin from your life. The Bible is a hammer to break down your stubborn will. The Bible is a sword to fight your spiritual battle. And the Bible is a lamp to guide your weary feet. Who can deny that the Bible is the Word of God? The Bible is true. The Bible is inspired. The Bible is inerrant. The Bible is infallible. The Bible is the Word of the living God. I repeat, the Bible is of God. Then let me ask you another question. Who can deny that Jesus Christ is of God? If Jesus be not of God, he's the greatest impostor who ever lived. He's the most notorious deceiver the world has ever known. The Bible is fictitious. Salvation is a farce. Hell is a myth. Heaven is a fantasy. And Christianity is only a mockery. And your faith is in vain if Jesus Christ be not of God. But my friend, I hasten to tell you unapologetically, unhesitatingly, unwaveringly, I believe Jesus Christ is of God. He is declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. We believe in the virgin birth, sinless life, vicarious sufferings, substitutionary death, bodily resurrection, and visible return of Jesus Christ. Listen to his testimony. "I am come to do the will of my Father. I and my Father are one. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." All of these words coming from the lips of Christ, who testified that he is of God. I read in John chapter 1 at verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." My friend, Jesus Christ is of God. Jesus Christ never wrote a book. Yet more books have been written about him than all other men combined. Jesus Christ never built a temple, yet more buildings have been built in his name than the name of any other person in all of history. Jesus Christ never marshaled an army, yet more men have joined in his banner and marching under his banner than any other banner the world has ever seen. Jesus never traveled more than 200 miles from his home, yet men have encircled the globe bearing his gospel of the truth of his death, burial, and resurrection from among the dead. Who but Jesus Christ can answer the deep, difficult, dark, disturbing questions that you have in your heart today? Who but Jesus Christ knows the answer? The scientists don't know it. The psychiatrists don't have it. The psychologists cannot answer it. The soothsayers, the Gene Dixons, and all the rest, they cannot answer those deep questions of life. Old man Job asked the question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" Only Jesus Christ can answer that. And Jesus said, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, my soul is hungry." He answers, "I am the bread of life." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, my heart is thirsty." He answers me, "I am the water of life." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, I am baffled about this world system." And he says to me, "Fear not, for I have overcome the world." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, I am in the dark." He says to me, "I am the light of the world." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, I am afraid of death." He says to me, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." I say to him, "Dear Jesus, I am troubled about the judgment." He says to me, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not, I repeat, shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I am puzzled about this matter of the immortality of the body and of the soul. And he says to me, I am the resurrection and the life. I say to him, But dear Jesus, I am anxious about eternity. And he says to me, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I am tired, I am weary. He says to me, Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden. I will give you rest. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I am sinful. He says to me, Thy sins be forgiven thee. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I have no money. He says to me, Come, buy without money and without price. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I fear that I am not among the elect. And he says to me, Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I say to him, Dear Jesus, I am lost. He says to me, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. My friend, my Savior, my Christ of God, the Lord Jesus, the Savior of all mankind, He is of God. He's your dearest friend today. He's standing with outstretched arms. He's the living Christ. He's the contemporary Christ. He's the compassionate Christ. He's the coming Christ. He who was dead is now alive forevermore. And He wants to save you. Right this moment, right by your radio, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, regardless of your past, regardless of your sins, regardless of your fears and frustrations, Jesus Christ will save you right this moment. All you need do is pray the sinner's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And this moment, God will save you, and the peace of God will come into your soul, and you can go on your way rejoicing. I trust that you'll do it right now, right by your radio. Don't wait another day. Don't wait till 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, but right now, confess your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says, you will be saved. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The resurrected Christ can be the Lord and Master of your life if you'll open the door of your heart and let Him in right now. May God bless you as you trust Jesus Christ in this moment. As we leave the broadcast today, I remind you again, on this Easter Sunday, it would be our joy to have you come and visit with us in the Sunday school hour at 10, the morning worship hour at 11, and the evening worship hour at 7. And until next Lord's Day by radio at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.